Proclamation number 7948 of 24th of July, 1961. Wrestling of the beings of light in the realm of darkness. In the spiritual kingdom, too, there is an incessant battle for the souls, for my adversary rages there as well, and he seeks to prevent the souls from taking the path to ascent. In the spiritual kingdom too, the adversary seeks to push the souls away from the light and envelop them in ever denser darkness. Yet forces of light are also active in the spiritual kingdom which help every soul if it only has the slightest will to come out of darkness into the light. Thus even these souls in darkness are not without protection, only the will has to awaken in themselves towards the light, towards ascent, towards freedom. And this is the battle between light and darkness, that the beings of light constantly endeavor to push the bad forces out of the darkness and to influence the souls in such a way that they themselves want to escape the darkness. This happens in every way, only the beings of light cannot approach the souls in radiant brightness, but they have to appear in the same state as those, so that the souls gain confidence and express themselves. And then intercession on the part of people is of immense help, because the soul's will to resist is thereby weakened if it is not completely broken, which then considerably facilitates the light beings' work. But the love of these beings does not abandon the souls which are handed over to Thecair. They themselves stand in the light and are thereby also blissfully abundant. And thus their love drives them again and again to release the unhappy souls from their state and to bring them the light. And they usually succeed, only in the case of completely hardened souls does the adversary have the upper hand, and then it can also lead to renewed banishment at the end of a redemption period, when the soul, instead of ascending, sinks ever deeper, and then a renewed dissolution of the spiritual substances is inevitable. The Redeemer's work in the spiritual kingdom is carried out ever more intensively, for the beings of light are aware of the coming earth upheaval, they know about the danger of a new banishment of incorrigible souls, and they truly do everything to spare them this fate, because they know about the agonies in the infinitely long time until they can walk the earth again as I-conscious beings. And the activity which makes them happy consists of helping the souls to salvation, of bringing them the light, of leading them to Jesus Christ, whom they must first have found in the kingdom of the beyond if the kingdom of light is to be opened to them. For this reason your work of redemption on earth is blessed, for every soul which has already found him on earth need not fear the darkness, even if it cannot yet demonstrate a high degree of light when entering the spiritual kingdom. But it need not fear a decline, it has escaped the adversary's power and will be granted help in every way so that it can ascend to the ascent. My adversary truly makes extensive use of the power he possesses in the end, and he oppresses everything spiritual which strives towards me. And he will try by all means to prevent that what still belongs to him also takes the path to me. But the beings of light let their love radiate and achieve much with it, even if they have to respect the soul's free will. Love fights against hatred, and love is truly a great strength. And thus you humans on earth can also push everything unspiritual away from you through love. You can also successfully wage the battle against darkness if you let love break through, if you only ever oppose evil with love. For the adversary succumbs to love, he flees it, and then he leaves you when love becomes overpowering in you. Which is why you can also bring help to the beings in darkness by virtue of your love, because they surrender when such a ray of love touches them. And then they're also saved, and my adversary has lost power over these souls, for anyone who has once felt the strength of love has his resistance broken, And now it is not difficult for the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom to help them upwards, and they are saved for all eternity. Amen.